This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, a constant self-struggle will result in fruits in our Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is an honor to be here at your service, dear friends. We're talking about how a constant struggle will lead to the fruits that we are yearning for, which in reality is a Islamic lifestyle. Now, as we've said in many of our programs, living a Islamic lifestyle is living a blessed, a pure, honorable lifestyle. And this Islamic lifestyle is precisely what will bring us bliss and prosperity and salvation, both in this world and the next. Now, one of the things that's really important in our Islamic lifestyle, of course, is this idea of being able to constantly struggle against our carnal desires, against these low desires that we have. And this constant struggle will lead to us overcoming this carnal aspect of ourselves and detach ourselves from this material world and the material base pleasures of this world, and ultimately lead to a Islamic lifestyle, this blessed, pure lifestyle, which is full of spirituality and the closeness and nearness to the Almighty Allah. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we're talking about how this constant struggle against our carnal and base desires will lead to the fruits of being able to live a pure and healthy Islamic lifestyle. Now, these carnal desires can range from a wide variety of things, you know, which include indulgence and extravagance when it comes to food or drink or reproduction, or, for example, a desire or a greed for any of these kind of thing, women or having a lot of children, which in it of itself, these things don't have a problem. Allah the Almighty has encouraged us and has told us to take advantage and benefit of all of the things that are halal and are permissible and are recommended, such as marriage and having children and eating healthy and drinking healthy. All of these things are recommended, and all of these things are requested and encouraged for us to do and benefit from in a Islamic lifestyle. The problem, dear friends, comes into play when these things are out of balance, where we can no longer control ourselves, where these desires begin to control us, and in the worst case scenario, these desires begin to become an impediment and an obstacle when it comes to gaining nearness and achieving that closeness to the Almighty Allah. So we must really be in a constant struggle to be able to fight these kind of base desires and keep them under control, so that the fruit of this constant self-struggle is, of course, being able to live this pure and blessed Islamic lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.